It's the last episode. We made it. Oh, last episode.
We've done it.
I know. I'm proud of us.
I'm proud of us. We've actually planned this so much better than last time.
I know. I feel like this time Instagram's banging, podcast's banging, guests banging. God, yeah. It's just banging.
We've done it actually in sync of what we was meant to do. So
I'm proud. We set a plan and we've bloody done it.
So what really, if I could take anything from this
season. Yep.
Everyone's winging it, mate.
Yeah, fake it till you make it, honey. Seems to be the running.
Winging it is the running. And even from previous podcasts as well, it is winging it, definitely.
Yeah, massively.
But that don't really help you guys.
No. I think, we were kind of saying, like, I feel like the thing is with, like, the whole industry and everything is, like, I think everyone wants this kind of code to success and, like, they want to be able to crack this code or have a set of 10 things that they just need to do and then that will mean they get those results.
Do you know what? Even because I suppose us as artists, if you want to learn it, we learn by copying.
Everyone,
if you think, like, when you watch prep videos, you're copying, your prep from painting and techniques and learning how to do nail art or
everything
like
comes
that.
From some type of inspiration.
It's inspiration and also copying. So really the idea is if you want to be successful, everyone wants like a kind of blueprint of Is there a blueprint? No. I think there's a
But
level
then in
of...
a way, I almost think there kind of is.
Look, we've said before, it's like with the Instagram, liking other people. If you get, say, 10 people, like, listen, I always think there's a strategy behind all of that on the Instagram.
Yeah, you've got to have some sort of strategy.
And I get that. Algorithm. I tried that. Mm-hmm. And I've kind of just sort of thought, you know what? If I want it to, I'm not that bothered anymore.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? If it grows organically because it's just doing its thing and got nice pictures. But the idea is it's almost, and that's why even with, if I do reply on people's pictures who've commented to us, I like to write people's names or who they are. Sometimes their names aren't their names. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I think it just makes it, I'd rather it be that little bit, that's what we're about, is being personal as in the salon. And I'd rather keep Instagram personal. I like the aesthetic looking a certain way.
Yeah, 100%.
That's the planning.
I think maybe like the blueprint though is kind of,
staying
I don't know.
Staying consistent.
One, massively staying consistent. But I also think there is that element of connecting with others on Instagram can definitely boost you if you're liking and kind of sharing the love, basically, but in a maybe genuine way. Don't set like, I don't know, half an hour out where you're just like, love heart.
That's what I mean. That's where I look and think, listen.
Like even when you commented on mine saying like, how long did it take you to like take that
lid off
or something? Yeah. I was like, I know she generally.
I know, but
like,
that's what
definitely
I mean.
That's a dang comment, if that makes sense.
I do think, but I mean, look, obviously going by hard work, 100%. You've got to put the effort in.
But yeah, and it's almost like selling your soul a bit. And like,
it is like selling your soul. Yeah. I do think so.
Yeah.
Like making sure if you want your Instagram to look a particular way, some people say that they don't think about it too much, but you must be.
I think there's definitely, I mean, some people are just naturally blessed, aren't they? They can just see an image and
take it.
This
is what we were talking about, like, with Alex. And I think like even with Mateo, like they're naturally
gifted. We've seen something.
Well, Mateo's obviously done like a photography. Mm-hmm. So like you can sit, like, you know, she's got an eye.
She's got
for
the
it.
Techniques and maybe the things to back it as well.
Like, whereas like,
we're kind of just like, is that good lighting? Let's pray.
Yeah, like you've got
come by the window, put your hand for it.
But no, I just think like, yeah, and the majority of everyone has just said, you know, put themselves out there.
Yeah.
And just see what comes back.
Just giving it a good whack, innit? I think even if you like really tell yourself, right, okay, for the next month or two, let's just see if I can...
How I can push it.
Yeah. Like, do you know what? I'm going to, as much as like you would go to the gym, right? Okay. I'm going to go every day or five times a week.
Holiday coming up, I'm going to go smash it out.
Yeah.
For 2 months. And then that's it. I'm going to get back and eating pizza every day.
Yeah. Love that.
It's whatever.
But as much as you're committed to going to the gym, and this isn't even just committed to Instagram, this is just committed to like
work.
Work and like, I don't know, doing that sort of thing that helps you grow, or doing that sort of, I don't know, rebrand like you did, you know, to help that. And, you know, just giving it, selling yourself and sacrificing. Which I know isn't probably the best advice. So how to be successful, just be miserable and just sell your soul. Don't have any social life.
Have your phone
in
hand at all times on camera mode.
Yeah, just literally, just, yeah. I mean, but it almost seems like you have to see those results. I mean, I've never had anyone just go like, oh yeah, I've just like grown naturally and I've like had... Yeah, no stress with it. Do you know what I mean? It comes with a side of stress.
Of course it does.
Yeah.
Of course it does. But I mean, it's been a great little season though, isn't it?
I know. I've really enjoyed it actually. I think, I don't know, I feel like it's inspired me to like continue this streak now. I feel like we're going to have a banging season four.
Yeah, I feel like, as I said, I feel like we had that blip and then now.
Yeah. We've sold ourselves to the podcast
we
now.
We have sold ourselves to the podcast. But really, what we've kind of in the back burner maybe might be coming from it.
Yeah. We've had some great opportunities come
from it.
I know,
we haven't done anything.
No, like, I mean, to be fair, this is, when we announce it, you'll probably be like, oh yeah, they've grafted. But to be fair, at the minute, we're dead on socials.
Yeah.
We've been doing all the work
just
behind the scenes.
Our own stuff.
Yeah.
We've got to get better at that.
No, but yeah, like on socials, we've been quiet as anything, but so many fun opportunities have kind of come our way. I think that when we do finally launch this season, like, this could be quite exciting. I don't want to spoil it too much.
And as well, I don't want to be like, oh yeah, we did that and then it never came.
Yeah,
out.
Yeah. So we do also need to sort that out. But again, we're putting it out into the universe. Good things are coming. I think, I like to think that you guys have really connected with this season and you've been able to take something away from it. And
if you think it's shit, then we don't mind you telling us that as well. We're more than happy for you to tell us.
Yeah, we don't want all the good. We want to hear constructive criticism as well.
Yeah.
And always. Like, if there's anything you feel that is lacking or you feel like you want to see more of, or I don't know, like something that we mentioned is that we talk a lot about nails. We need to kind of branch out.
Yeah, we're
going to
start branching out. And
yeah.
It's like we were discussing that on the way here, weren't we?
Yeah. So if there's anyone in just the beauty industry who you think would be great to have on, who, or there's a topic that you want to mention, lashes, brows, hair,
makeup,
whole shebang, let us know. We're willing for it. So yeah, well,
I think we can definitely say we've wrapped up.
I know. Really, again, I hope you guys will enjoy. And again, as we always say, we do this podcast for you and we want to make sure that we continue to do it for you.
Yeah,
so
definitely,
making sure that we're hitting all your criteria and helping you with your daily dilemmas as your big sisters in the beauty industry.
Exactly that.
But we hope you've all enjoyed this season. We look forward to sharing the next seasons with you.
Can't wait.
See you later, guys.
Take care.
Bye.